This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Peter the Apostle. Simon was a fisherman, just like Jonah his father, who lived in Bethsaida. When Simon married, he left his brother Andrew and moved to the fishing town of Capernaum on the coast of the Sea of Galilee. Little is known about his wife, but it is thought that she died in childbirth. Peter then shared his home with his mother-in-law and with Andrew, who became his new fishing partner. Simon was a sturdy, honest, hard-working man. He was forceful in his gestures, at times impatient, and quite often blunt, using the earthy language common to his occupation. Because of his hard work on the sea, he developed a very practical outlook on life, but, along with Andrew, was alert to their Jewish heritage and shared with Andrew the hope of seeing the coming of the Messiah. For this reason, he was interested when Andrew, who followed John the Baptist, came one day with the news that, quote, "We have met the Christ," unquote. Simon was invited to go along to meet him also. Christ's words at their meeting was prophetic, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Peter." The meaning of the name Peter is rock, implying something solid and unshakable. Simon Peter, with four others, decided to follow Jesus as he taught the large crowds of the people who were attracted by his powerful message. He was with Christ at the wedding feast of Cana when Christ performed his first miracle of changing the water into wine, and also when he cured the son of an imperial officer. On this journey, Jesus himself baptized Simon Peter, who, with others, would then baptize those who heard and accepted Christ's preaching. After this initial journey, Simon Peter returned to Capernaum and resumed his occupation as a fisherman. Some time later, Jesus came again to the Sea of Galilee, where Simon Peter and his crew had just spent an entire night without catching a single fish. At the Lord's direction, they put out their boats at a time when normally fishermen stopped their work. Christ's miracle of filling their nets even to the breaking point was a reminder to Simon Peter and Andrew that even the human efforts of men skilled in their chosen profession would not be successful unless it was intended to be so by God. Both he and Andrew were convinced that following Christ was more important than catching fish. From then on, Simon Peter would be a catcher of men. On many occasions, Christ recognized Peter's position of leadership among the apostles. It was he who, as their spokesman, made the profession of faith to Christ's question, "Who do you say that I am?" with the answer, quote, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," unquote. And it was to him personally that our Savior said, "Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in heaven. I say to thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, it shall be loosed also in heaven." Because Peter was recognized as the leader of the apostles, his denial of Christ three times was treated with great importance by each of the gospel writers. It was Peter who entered the tomb of the risen Lord first, and again it was he and two others who were given the privilege to witness the transfiguration of Christ in his heavenly glory on the mountain. After the death of Judas, Peter took the initiative in choosing the new apostle, and on the day of Pentecost first announced to the curious crowd that they should, quote, "repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ," unquote, with the result that on that day 3,000 persons were baptized. Peter is also credited with performing the first miracle of the apostles when he healed a lame man at the gates of the temple. Anti-Christian feeling led to a persecution in 42 AD. Herod Agrippa I killed James, the brother of John the Apostle, and shortly afterwards Peter was arrested. One night, while fellow Christians offered prayers, his two chains fell off and he was led by an angel past the guards to freedom. Again, in 64 AD, another persecution was begun by the Roman Emperor Nero. There is a legend which says that while Peter and some friends were fleeing Rome, he met our Lord going into the city. Peter asked, "Lord, where are you going?" Our Lord replied, I am going to be crucified a second time. Peter realized that Christ's second cross was the one he should accept for himself. He returned to Rome, was arrested, but not wanting to equal Christ in death, asked that when he was nailed to the cross that it be turned upside down. The date of his death is thought to be the same as that of Paul in about 67 A.D. Christ had desired, and the apostles recognized, that Peter was their leader. At the time of his death, the authority of his position passed to his next successor, the Bishop of Rome. No matter our own occupation or state in life, God in his wisdom knows our strengths and weaknesses more than we do ourselves. By our life we become an instrument for his glory. It was this way with Simon Peter, and so will it be with us when we freely cooperate with his grace.